Put, put, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Matt LaFleur is speaking as we speak, or at least has recently spoken. We were just scrolling through some of the comments rolling out of Florida. Did we say the Breakers, Chew? Is that where you think they are?
Yeah.
All right, let's get Jason Wilde's thoughts on the things that were said yesterday by Brian Gutekunst, et cetera, et cetera. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm just so envious that everyone's at the Breakers eating breakfast with Matt LaFleur and asking him questions.
We were just laughing about how we appreciate all of these reporters who are there collecting all of the sound, but since most of them are recording on their phone, there's a ton of background noise on the videos. So we're sort of all like deciphering, like, did he say field or feels? Like, you know, the audio is tough on some of the listens. But we were just talking about Brian Gutekunst, who spoke yesterday. And this is, I think, the thing that keeps jumping out to us. Every opportunity Brian Gutekunst has to say that he feels they need to upgrade the roster, he refuses. He basically says that they have everything they need. I think we can do everything we need to do with the players we have on our roster right now. Where is the evidence of that? Are they seeing something that we are not seeing? And if you think that that's the case, I am willing to continue giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, they're definitely seeing something we're not, right? I mean, you're 1,000% right about that, because the evidence that we have is that they signed a guard to a very large contract. They signed a nickel corner who they think can play inside and outside. And they signed a guy that caught the game-winning touchdown pass in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but hasn't really caught many other passes since, or even before that. So his actions clearly do indicate that he believes that they needed to do some shuffling on the offensive line. They needed to add at least one piece at corner, although they have had three corners leave in free agency. And the way Goody continues to talk about Jair Alexander, he just sounds like a guy that is eagerly awaiting someone offering him a sixth or seventh round draft pick for him. But he keeps holding out the possibility. He could possibly be on this team. Absolutely. No, that's not those words. Could possibly and absolutely. Those aren't words that all go together in one statement. So, look, you're right. Your diagnosis is 100% right. He thinks that they've got what they need. And I saw he addressed his urgency remark in response to my question at the end of the postseason presser. And he said exactly what we've been saying, that message applied to the players. It didn't apply to him, which is the whole point of what we've been debating for the last several weeks and why they haven't done more. He trotted out the statistic that they had the 10th most spending in free agency, including the guys they kept of their own. And that's an interesting way to quantify what they did, because what they have done does not strike me as an urgent approach.
Jason, are they not big on Rashid Walker? Because I saw he commented that Morgan's going to have an opportunity to play the left tackle position. I thought he's okay. I mean, I don't think he's a Pro Bowl type player, but you can certainly win with him.
You can, and I thought that was interesting as well. And one of the things I like about Rashid is that basically he went through the same thing last year, right? He went through it before the draft when there was conjecture that they might draft an offensive lineman and a left tackle. Then they did exactly that. And then, look, let's not blame the shoulder injury that Jordan Morgan had that eventually required surgery. Rashid Walker outplayed him in camp. Like, Jordan Morgan walked in and said, I want to be the starting left tackle. And Rasheed Walker didn't say, I mean, you would really like Rasheed Walker because he doesn't talk. He just works. And those are the kinds of guys that you want on your football team. So, you know, again, I don't think he's the second coming of David Bakhtiari or Joe Thomas, but he is more than serviceable. And I'm eager to see how that competition plays out because he also is ultra motivated because he's in a contract year. Mm-hmm. And he was a seventh-round pick. So it's not like he's rolling in the dough because he was a first-round pick. So he's got a lot on the line, and I wouldn't bet against that guy.
Jason, I also kind of looked at Goody's comments of, hey, we have what we need on the defensive line. He also said he thinks they have what they need in terms of replacing the speed of Christian Watson. I just look at that also as him kind of CYA. He's kind of covering his ass in case he can't upgrade that and those specific things in the draft because they've had a handful of potential first-round pass rushers that have come in. So I look at Goody wanting to upgrade that, but also saying, well, we have what we need in case when 23 rolls around, the guy that he really wanted to be a pass rusher isn't there because he was taken at 21.
Right, or you're exactly right about the CYA part. I mean, look, you have to say that because you didn't do anything, right?
That too.
Right? Like if, let's say, and I don't, there's no evidence of this, but let's say they made calls on Trey Hendrickson and that they were willing to give up, you know, I don't know, let's say a third round pick for argument's sake to get him. I don't think that's probably true because he celebrated his 30th birthday and being the ageist that he is, I don't think Goody's that interested in him, but maybe. But he hasn't gotten him. No one may get him, right? There were still reports after the two wide receivers signed that Hendrickson was now going to potentially get an extension from the Bengals as well. And so he has to say, all he has is what we have. So he has to say we have what we need because he didn't add anything to what we need. You know, in fairness to him, they have invested. I mean, they got four first-round picks up there, right? Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, Devontae Wyatt, and Kenny Clark.
Correct.
Like, if you have four first-round picks at one position and you have to publicly admit we don't have what we need to be good enough, that is problematic. I'll give them that.
Jason Wilde joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Matt LaFleur this morning said that the Packers are going to have to postpone their off-season workouts by 1 week because of the NFL draft. It didn't occur to me that that might be something that they would have to do because of the logistics and all of the pomp and circumstance and all the things that go along with the draft. I can't imagine Matt LaFleur, who seems to really revel in routine and like things to be sort of structured, I can't imagine that that's going to be something he is in favor of, Jason. What do you think? I mean, I'm sure he'll roll with the punches, but what is your opinion of how Matt LaFleur will handle the starting his off-season program 1 week later?
Well, it gives them one more week to figure out what they're going to do with Jair Alexander.
Fair,
I don't know if they want him coming through the door. Look, there are inconveniences, right? And do we feel like Matt LaFleur handles inconvenience well? I can't wait till they officially announce that they're going to London. And I really can't wait after he wrote this in his column last month that they're going to be playing an international game every other year, which is what Mark Murphy said in that column. So, look, the head coach does not enjoy being inconvenienced. He is a creature of habit. Chewy will tell you that most NFL head coaches are like that. But, yeah, I don't want to call it a disadvantage because I'm not sure it's that big of a deal, but it certainly is something of a big deal, right? I mean, it's not what you want. You want to get to work right away, especially when you lost your last three games of the season. So, it's starting to ramp up here for those that don't live in Green Bay. Like, they've now closed Oneida Street. They've started the construction of the stage. But these guys were talking about this last year at the draft, about all the, like, they were worried about how are we going to get in to go to work each day and all the other inconveniences. So having to start your off-season program a week late, when it's not that long to begin with, like it was when Chewy was playing, not ideal for sure.
Jason, a little out in left field here, but what was the renovation that was supposed
to
be?
What I've come to expect from you.
All right, sorry, right field here. What was the renovation that was supposed to be done before the draft that got postponed because of their fight with the city and the rent reduction?
I don't think there is any.
I thought there was.
Were supposed to spend like $80 million and they decided to postpone that, and because they were, like Chewy said, they were going to do some sort of renovation and it was going to be $80 million. They wanted it to be done by the draft.
Wasn't it related to concessions, largely?
Could have been.
So hold on. So there's a couple of things. There is the concourse related stuff. And they're mad not about, they're not only are they complain about their rent, but they're complaining about the tax costs, mm-hmm. which, again, I would like the fire department to be able to come to my house if it starts on fire. So the idea that Mark Murphy is doing this or trying to do this is ridiculous. They have $536 million in their rainy day fund, over $500 million. So they're making money hand over fist over there. They are constantly looking for things to spend money on, which they are doing right now. There is a huge project going on right now. They are upgrading the locker room, the main locker room. It is an enormous project. Hmm. They're also moving the team meeting room. They're expanding the equipment room for those guys. They're building the equipment room all the way out into what is currently or what used to be the media auditorium. I can't go to my office. Because the locker room is under construction, have taken that brand new third locker room, which they also raised the stink about with the city as part of that rent slash tax issue about, well, we can't afford to do this project now. Well, they did the project. It's for when they have soccer tournaments and whatever else. And when they bring, FC Bayern Munich mm-hmm. in.
International friendlies.
The players that do come to the off-season program will be working out of that locker room. And the area in front of my office is now like a player's lounge. So I'm hoping they can at least go into my office and make sure no bobbleheads have fallen off the shelves or anything like that. I've got a dartboard in there if they want to play darts. Mm-hmm. But it is a massive project. And I ran into somebody who works in the building picking up a pizza. And I'm like, how are things going over there? And it's a madhouse because both they have the draft coming and all the construction and everything going on with that. And internally, they have a huge project going on there. So they may not have upgraded the concession stands, but the football program, they do not have to worry about some all-pro tight end being stuck in a corner of a tiny little locker room. They are doing well for their players.
Yeah, spoil them. That'll make them play better. That always works. Yeah.
I'm not theory works either, buddy.
So what you are suggesting, just so we're all on the same page, is that while renovating, they should make the locker room smaller.
Yes.
Okay.
They should have wire lockers. And
the locker room.
He's saying they have to earn their luxuries,
there you
guys,
go.
Is basically what the big guy is saying.
I mean, do you want Goody to actually sign free agents? Think they're going to come here for wire lockers?
I feel like Chewy's saying he doesn't do it very often anyway. Jason, one last thing. And again, since we're already in left field, right field, outfield, I don't know where we are right now. Did you know yesterday when we were talking to Marty Ronsky that the Packers and Brewers have shared heat lamps, grow lights at times?
I did not know that, but I see the heat lamps, the grow lamps, whatever they are, every time I walk out of the Packers locker room when it gets later in the season, and they've got the big garage door up that leads down the tunnel. I know nothing about how that works, so I'll have to go back and listen to the podcast because I am fascinated by that. I can't get grass to grow in the summertime in my yard with the actual sun shining on it in different places. So I did not know that they collaborate. I would love to see there be more collaboration. I'd love to see them do one of their exhibition games in the preseason at
Yeah, Amsterdam that'd be Field. Great.
As someone who loved going to County Stadium, and sitting behind home plate to watch Packers games growing up, that would be a fun, nostalgic thing. But I don't anticipate that happening.
Well, if you want to talk about grass, yesterday Chewy hijacked our entire opening day show asking questions about the grass at AmFam Field because it looks so dang good.
I will have to go back and hear that. Also, Joshy, just so you know, Rob Domofsky, our good friend and teammate, just sent me a link to all the audio from breakfast. So I can forward that to you, and you can see if you can clean up the incredible cacophony that is in the background of all of this, and see if you can make it work on the radio.
I'll give it the old college try, Jason.
It's wild.
I appreciate that.
It is. Jason, we appreciate you this morning. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. Listen to him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Quick question. I heard the first segment basically to see if Chewy had made it into the property. That was what I was doing. And then you were wondering about the grass. Did you get an answer on what the grass was?
Well, no, Marty gave us some information. Yeah. She said that it is woven, but it's not synthetic.
Wow.
Again. Look, topics I did not know, should have known, but did not know were going to come up on opening
day. You should have came with a grass topic
2020.
Ready.
1,000,000%. We should have booked the groundskeeper.
Yes.
That's the whole time he was like, can we get someone over here to answer these questions? And we tried.
They probably weren't busy.
Ashton went over and asked. Oh,
They were doing stuff literally the entire time.
It's the biggest day of their season.
100%. And Ashton, poor Ashton, had to go over and ask him, like, hey, is there any way you guys could give us 5 minutes on the radio?
That's the guy we should have sent over to negotiate. He folded like a tent. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
You can say
I'm apologize
no.
for
you
asking. Can say
the no. problem was, like, you and your reputation had spread like wildfire throughout the entire Brewers organization.
Yeah, we had Sean come on in the last segment of the show, and he literally started his appearance with, I don't know anything about the grass.
Well, I think an aeration maybe about a month and a half ago might have thickened it up a little bit. That was my only thing.
You didn't think it was thick enough?
When it's woven, can you really be aerating?
Oh, sure. Sure. I fertilized yesterday. It was cold.
Sure you did.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Is that a euphemism? When you said something about thick enough, I was like, that's what she said. All right, we got to take a break.
Angie's not pregnant. Is that what you're talking about? He said fertilizing.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.